We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding. And I hope you didn't think last night was going to be the first night this week that we got an interesting playoff game in the NBA. We might have interesting hockey stuff. I sort of lost track. The basketball stuff has been bad this week. Three games, all lopsided. Will it change tonight? We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Dan Wolkin's going to be here. National Commerce USA Today. Only one thing to talk to him about. That's Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, and the state of college athletics. Dan Wolkin will be here in the next segment. Finish that, take a break, come back. Do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, round two of the PGA Championship, Southern Hills Country Club, Tulsa, Oklahoma, is ongoing. Justin Thomas atop the leaderboard. He's gone 67-67, so he's six under par heading into Saturday. I'll get you updated on the PGA Championship around 4:44. Indiana's Trace Jackson Davis, latest awesome college big, who has announced he's returning to college basketball. It's an interesting trend. I'll spend a few minutes on that, tell you what it means a little later on this hour. The 2026 World Cup could be coming to the state of Tennessee. I'll give you the details on that. Just before 5 o'clock, and the queen of pop, Madonna, has been blocked from going live on Instagram. It's our latest social media controversy. The 63-year-old icon is baffled, confused, and frustrated by Instagram's decision. I'll share more during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cock is just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here, unfortunately, without a Dateline preview.
Oh, no. What's going on?
It's a case we've already done.
Oh.
Remember the woman that, quote, fell in the shower?
Yeah.
And her husband was like, she just fell in the shower. I don't know what happened. And then they were like, it doesn't look like she fell in the shower. It looked like she was murdered and then placed into the shower.
Yeah.
It's just they're revisiting that story. We've done it before.
Oh, come on.
I know.
That's lazy. Dateline?
It's lazy.
Whatever.
Whatever.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I'm not in charge of Dateline. I'm just in charge of previewing new episodes and then spoiling those episodes in the final minutes of the Friday edition of the Gary Parish Show, but I'm not gonna revisit stories that we've already done. I went and watched the whole preview on Twitter, and I was like, man, this seems familiar. And then I got the dude's name, and I Googled him. I'm like, the reason this seems familiar is because I've read everything about this case before. Mm. I have previewed this already, spoiled it already. So no Dateline preview this afternoon. Trust me, it frustrates me more than it frustrates you. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. I do want to start with the NBA playoffs, because for the third straight night last night, we got a lopsided playoff game. Final score was Boston 127, Miami 102. Special shouts to Big Bad Bennett. He gave you Celtics plus one during dinner to go yesterday. Got that one locked up pretty early. It was 70-45 at the half. Boston led by as many as 34 points, won the game by 25. Boring, but it's nice to cash a winner, isn't it?
Yeah, it felt right. It felt right. They were getting their guys back. It felt right.
So what do we have to do to get a competitive game in these conference finals?
It's a good question. I mean, for what it's worth, I have nothing to base this off of, but I do think tonight's game will be good.
I hope.
I hope so, too.
Because all week, it's just been one blowout after another. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals was Tuesday. Final score there was Miami 118, Boston 107. Celtics were, of course, shorthanded. No Marcus Smart, no Al Horford. But Miami was up 17 heading into the fourth quarter and won the game by 11. So then we go to Wednesday. You get game one of the Western Conference Finals. Final score there, Golden State 112, Dallas 87. Golden State was up 19 heading into the fourth, won the game by 25. Boring. So last night, you're hoping, well, maybe this will be the night we get something competitive.
Yeah.
It's game two, Eastern Conference Finals. Final score, Boston 127, Miami 102. Boston up 25 heading into the fourth, won the game by 25. So the past three nights, the winning team has been up by an average of 20.3 points heading into the fourth quarter. That's not good. No drama is no good. Like, this is not ideal from a television ratings perspective because, you know, there's no LeBron James, there's no Kevin Durant. But you do have four big markets. Dallas, San Francisco, Boston, Miami. So that's good. You've got at least three and maybe four, depending on what you think of Jimmy Butler, legitimate superstars. I mean, Steph Curry is playing. Luka Doncic is playing. Jason Tatum is playing. Jimmy Butler is playing. That should be good. But nobody enjoys lopsided games except for fans of whatever team is blowing somebody out. Like, in the Memphis Golden State series, when the Grizzlies shockingly destroyed Golden State inside FedEx Forum without Ja Morant, that was fun for Grizzlies fans. But I can't imagine it was too much fun for just other basketball fans.
Sure.
Because the game was over very early, and that could become boring. I'm sure Boston fans enjoyed last night, but for the rest of us, kind of boring. Like, I stopped watching somewhere around the third quarter, decided I just watched the season finale of Atlanta live. Typically, I let the sports stuff settle down, and I'll watch TV shows or documentaries. I'll do that stuff late at night after everybody else is asleep. But the Mets played in the afternoon yesterday. The basketball game was boring. I was like, I guess I'll just watch Atlanta live. And what a wild show that's become.
I haven't watched it.
It's
good.
It's great. I have to watch it, and then I have to go, okay, what was going on there? And then I have to start, and then I start Googling. I want to read, like, what actual television critics think about it. And I want to read the tale. Like, what did I just watch exactly? Because it has taken a wild turn. Like, last night was the season finale, and, like, none of the main characters were in the show.
Oh, that's weird.
They've done about a third of the episodes this season that are just standalone episodes that don't have any of the characters in the actual episodes. It's pretty clear they just told Donald Glover, you can do whatever you want. Like, the show's a hit, people love it. Just do whatever you want, and he's just doing whatever he wants. So it's interesting. It's art, but it's not a typical television show. And that was on display last night once again. Either way, another game. NBA playoffs tonight. Mavericks, Warriors, Chase Center, San Francisco, California. 8 o'clock, it's on TNT. Golden State's a 6-point favorite. And you think we're going to get a close one tonight. That's what you said.
Yeah, I do. I don't really have anything to back that up. I just, Dallas has been a good defensive team all year long. And, Yeah, they didn't shoot great in the first game. I just think that it's going to be tighter in the second game.
You feel it in your gut.
Yeah, I feel it in my gut. Yeah.
I hope so. But the Warriors are expected to win. And the Warriors are now the favorite to win this NBA title, which is just wild to think about because, as we've discussed earlier in the week and even last week, I don't think it was crazy to think that the Grizzlies could have gotten past the Warriors if Steven Adams doesn't get COVID, if Desmond Bane's back is cool, if Ja Morant doesn't get hurt. Like, there's nothing crazy about thinking the Grizzlies could have beaten the Warriors four times and advanced to the Western Conference Finals. And now that team that we think was beatable, that team that we think the Grizzlies could have eliminated if just a few things went a different way, that team is the favorite to win the NBA title. Like, as much as we talked about the Grizz this season, an incredible regular season, second best record in the NBA, I don't think any of us actually thought, yes, they can win the title. I know theoretically they could, but I don't think any of us really thought there was going to be a parade in Memphis celebrating the franchise's first NBA title. The truth is, it was a lot more attainable.
I know.
Then we probably realize.
Like, it is true. It's one of those things, like, you in the moment, you don't necessarily think so, right? But now that you're looking at how this thing is shaped out, it's like, oh, man, this might have been a great opportunity.
There is not a single team playing right now that I can't imagine the Grizzlies beating in a four-game series, including the team that is favored to win the NBA title, and that is Golden State. The updated odds are this. Golden State minus 145. For the non-gamblers, that means you'd have to lay 145 to win 100 if Golden State were to win the NBA title. After that, it's Boston at plus 145, Miami at plus 460, Dallas at plus 900. So if things go as planned, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green are about to be four-time NBA champions. You know, only 40 players in the history of the NBA have ever won at least four championships. Only 40. And they've got a chance.
Seems like a lot.
Does it?
40 players have won four championships?
40 players have won four championships. Some of the big names with four, LeBron James.
Sure.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili.
Right, that group, yeah.
Right.
Tim Duncan, yeah.
Tim Duncan's got five.
Okay.
He won one without those guys. So
yep.
Duncan's got five. Guys on the list with five, that's a list that includes Magic Johnson, Dennis Rodman, Michael Cooper, obviously, because of the Magic Johnson. Ron Harper's got five. Steve Kerr has five. Kobe, Derek Fisher, both have five. Tim Duncan, like I said, have five. And then you get six. That's a much shorter list. Bob Cousy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. Seven, Robert Horry.
That's unbelievable.
Up to eight, you get into John Havlicek, Casey Jones. So some Celtic stuff there. Nobody's got nine. Sam Jones has 10. And, of course, Bill Russell is the all-time leader. He has 11. But Steph, Clay, Draymond, I don't want to say they're on the verge of getting four, but they are, well, let's just keep it accurate, seven wins away from getting their fourth. And with the young talent that Golden State now has, Jordan Poole, if you can get anything out of James Wiseman, Jonathan Kuminga looks like he's going to be a real player. Like, they can keep this thing going for, like, they might not stop at four. I could see them maybe getting to five or six. But they're in a good shot right now to get to four. Again, the favorite to win the NBA title at minus 145. In these series, the Warriors are now minus 425 over the Mavericks to advance in the to the NBA Finals. The Mavericks are plus 310. And the Celtics are minus 295 to get past Miami. That was surprisingly high for me. Series tied 1-1, so it's a best-of-five series now. Mm-hmm. Headed back to Boston. So Boston has home court advantage. You know, obviously Miami's still dealing with a Kyle Lowry issue. Boston has its entire rotation available now everybody who matters is off of the injury report. So I'm not surprised the Celtics are favorite, but minus 295 seems like a pretty big number.
I think so, too.
But if these series go the way they're supposed to go, we're going to have a Boston-Golden State NBA Finals, which would be pretty good.
It would be good. I'm not ready to write off the Mavs, though.
Luka Magic tonight, maybe.
Yeah, they were down 0-2 in the last series.
And down 3-2.
Yeah.
Maybe you get some Luka Magic tonight. Only one way to find out. There's actually a lot of ways to find out. But the best way would probably be just tune into TNT on at 8 o'clock. Dan Walken's up next.
Trust these two pitchers to keep it low scoring. I'm Aaron Hawksworth, here to help you beat the books with BetQL. Miami's Trevor Rogers and Atlanta's Charlie Morton both have ERAs approaching 5, but the BetQL model thinks both can get back on track today. BetQL has under 7.5 as a 5-star best bet. They think there's a run of value on the under. I'm Aaron Hawksworth. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, don't do it. Instead, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe show you how restoring your existing roof with a quality coating system can save you up to 70%. All roof coating systems come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof and big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 287-1923 or visit them at 901waterproofing.com and give your old roof a new life.
Mississippi Land Bank is unique in the marketplace, and Bobby Spinks, Senior Vice President of Lending, explains their patronage program is a prime example of how.
Our patronage dividend program sets us apart from any other financial institution in our area, and it's a way that we can give back. All of my customers are my owners, and that's unique and different. When we're successful, they're successful. We share those benefits with them.
For more information on Mississippi Land Bank's patronage program, visit mslandbank.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Want the news without the noise? Then catch Dan Abrams and Ashley Banfield back-to-back. Weeknights starting at 9, 8 Central on the fastest-growing cable news network in America, News Nation. Go to NewsNationNow.com/join us to find your television provider.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Listen up, people. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook is risk-free, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet.
Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Caesars Sportsbook. Download it.
Today's Perks deal will make you hungry. Enjoy $20 of fine Asian cuisine for just $10 at Mulan Asian Bistro. Usually, if you want to travel to China, you have to buy a plane ticket and book a hotel. But you'll feel like you're right there when you eat at Mulan Asian Bistro, voted one of the top 100 Chinese restaurants in the U.S. Mulan's vast menu includes appetizers, soups, rice, noodles, traditional dishes, Szechuan, sushi, and more in Midtown, Collierville, and East Memphis. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run. Here come the menaces to sobriety. Like what? Super thug is thumping on a cut. What? Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go ba-dum-ba-bum-bum. Run. Piety just really isn't us. What a rush. See you cutting up a pie. That's my lunch.
World Cup might be coming to Tennessee. List of possibilities announced earlier today. I'll run you through it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a national columnist. USA Today, it's Dan Walken making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So Dan Walken, only one place to start, and that's with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. Just broadly speaking, what'd you make of what's been happening with college football coaches over the past couple of days?
I just think everybody's losing their mind over all of this NIL stuff. That's the only way I can interpret it. I mean, we've all had these conversations with these people in private, and you always hear like the complaining and the accusations. Hey, this guy's doing that, the other guy's doing this, and we're getting screwed on this kid and whatever. Like, you always hear those types of things, but they never come out publicly because, for one thing, there's like a decorum associated with this profession, and secondly, because these coaches don't want to make it seem like, you know, they're not the ones who are driving the value. You know, they like their $9 million contracts. So when you get them in these, you know, settings where, you know, they sort of admit the way things, you know, quote unquote, get done. Well, you know, if you talk about that openly, well, then why would you pay them $9 million? You know, and that just, so nobody ever really talks about it, but it obviously has triggered Nick, and he was really, I think, made a very uncharacteristic mistake in what he said. And obviously Jimbo's way over the top, and it's funny and it's entertaining for all of us to, like, look at it and you know, see these guys snapping at each other and ending relationships and whatnot. But realistically, I mean, what Jimbo, like, I almost want to roll my eyes at, like, half the stuff he said, and then the other half, you know, you kind of raise your eyebrows, and you're like, I'd love to know more about that.
And talking to Dan Walken from USA Today, what's your best guess on why Nick Saban said what he said, dragged Jackson State into this, dragged Texas A&M into this? He has subsequently apologized, and I know that you sort of said, I think people are just losing their minds, but that came from somewhere. Why did he go where he went?
I think he's frustrated with just the way that this has evolved, because he's been used to having his pick of whatever he wanted. You know, whatever guys he wanted to bring in, like, it was choosing more than recruiting. And I think with this new world that everyone's living in, you can't do that as much, even if you're Alabama. So I think that's where it comes from. And, you know, I've not studied all the rankings for like 2023 and stuff like that, but somebody mentioned that he's only got like a handful of commits for the following year, and you know, that they're maybe, you know, slipping behind a little bit because of the way they're trying to do their NIL stuff. And I think that's where it comes from more than anything.
At the end of his little, I don't want to say rant, but whatever it was that has gotten all the attention, he said, we have not operated with our collective the way that other schools have. But perhaps, and I'm paraphrasing here, we're going to have to start doing that. Maybe doing it the way we're doing it is not going to be sustainable. Maybe we've got to go and do what some of these other schools are doing. It almost sounded like not a threat, but like, hey, the reason we finished second in recruiting instead of first is because we weren't doing what these other schools are doing. But you know what? If this is the way it's going to work, then we'll figure out how to do it, and we'll do it better than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly like one interpretation of it. But I guess my question would be like, why haven't they already gotten there? Because right. They're like a year behind already. You know, and typically you associate those guys with being on the cutting edge of everything. You know, whatever the development is, they're going to be on top of it, whether it's in facilities or, you know, whether it's in, you know, Alston money or like whatever it might be. You kind of think of them being the first ones, or if not the first, they're like immediately on top of it. But we're already a year into this thing. So like, if they think that, you know, they need to get in the game to this degree, well, then they're already sort of playing catch up. And, you know, maybe they'll do it grudgingly, but it sure doesn't sound like that's where they want to take this.
Is the best explanation for why is Alabama not operating the way, for the sake of the conversation, Texas A&M is operating? Is it possibly age? You know, Nick Saban's age. I, one of the things that stood out to me when Jay Wright announced his retirement, and he's much younger than Nick, but Jay Wright said, you know, I don't really understand name, image, and likeness. And I wasn't too sure that I wanted to understand it the way that I need to understand it. Like, I had assistant coaches who were savants when it came to how we're going to handle this. And it was just, he didn't say above my head, but he more or less said it was something new. I didn't quite grasp it properly. And I don't know that I had the interest or energy to even try to grasp it properly. And he acknowledged it is among the reasons he's retiring right now. Is this whole thing like Nick Saban just was like, maybe wasn't, and this sounds crazy, but just wasn't properly prepared or equipped to deal with these seismic changes that came at a time where, when combined with the one-time transfer waiver, you really needed to be on your toes.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that, because obviously, you know, he's incredibly intelligent, but also the athletic department at Alabama is filled with people who do understand this stuff and who do know, you know, what everybody else in the SEC is doing and where this is going. And, you know, look, I think the other thing, based on his comments about just the whole NIL situation, is he does seem to believe that there's a locker room chemistry issue if you have guys making, you know, some guys making high six figures and other guys making nothing or next to nothing. Because, you know, he's talked about how they will take all the money and pool it, and, you know, almost like tips, like if you're a waiter, you pool tips, you know. It almost seems like that's the way Alabama's doing it, and everybody on the team is getting the same amount. And it seems to me that, you know, maybe it's not even that he doesn't really understand it. It's that he's worried about what it does to the culture of their locker room, and has tried to sort of find this middle way where they can still get the guys, you know, certain amounts of money, but also, you know, not have any of those sorts of issues that may very well plague other people. Also, you know, I think the whole pitch from Saban, not just now, but I mean, really since he's been in Alabama, is all about the NFL. Everything that they do there, you know, around the draft, they'll put out all the graphics of how much money, you know, their guys sign in contracts. And, you know, it's true. Like, most of the guys Alabama's getting and recruiting are, you know, likely NFL players, and guys who are going to make a lot of money playing at the next level. And, you know, I think that his pitch is, you know, listen, you may make $100,000 or $150,000 more somewhere else, but the big payday is going to be when you get drafted in the first round, and we have a proven track record of how we're going to get you there. So, you know, don't take the easy money now to go somewhere else. Wait on the big payday and you know, kind of get what you need here, but this is the best place for you if you care about making $2 million rather than $200,000.
Is that an effective pitch? Because if I were the parent of a five-star prospect, I would say, we hear you, Coach Saban, but there's a lot of schools that have track records for getting guys to the NFL, and if we're going to be able to make 10 times more money there right now while we're waiting for the NFL, then that's just what we're going to do.
Well, you know, I think the allure of money in your pocket is obviously huge, and it would be huge for anybody. But I do think, at least at Alabama, they are uniquely positioned to make that pitch, and I do think that's an important pitch for some people and some families. You know, if you have, yes, NFL players come from all kinds of programs. You can get there from anywhere. We know all of that. But, I mean, let's be realistic. Like, the track record that Alabama has is pretty unimpeachable at this point. So I do think there's a legitimate pitch to be made, but clearly, you know, if the numbers get big enough, and it's maybe not even 100,000, maybe it's 500,000 difference or 400,000 difference, well, you know, that does have to factor into the equation.
Talking to Dan Wolken from USA Today, let's talk about Jimbo Fisher. He repeatedly yesterday said that he has not broken any laws, that he has not broken any rules, which is fine thing to say, but nobody actually accused him of breaking any laws or breaking any rules. Nick Saban simply said Texas A&M bought their recruiting class. What's the truth? Did Texas A&M buy their recruiting class?
Well, I don't know what all the deals were involved with all these players, but I think it would be disingenuous to suggest, as Jimbo Fisher did suggest, that the collective that Texas A&M put together of boosters and all that money had no impact whatsoever on the players signing with Texas A&M. I don't believe that. And even if Jimbo Fisher never had a direct conversation with anybody to say, hey, pay X amount for X player, even he can't believe that deep down in his soul. So, you know, does that mean it's wrong? Does that mean it's against the rules? Does that mean it's illegal? I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. Like, everyone's just sort of winging it at this point when it comes to NIL. So, you know, as long as what they're doing isn't explicitly against NCAA rules, then I guess it's okay. But it would also, I think, if it's the case that those guys are at Texas A&M because of money paid by the booster collectives, then I don't think it's inaccurate to say that Texas A&M bought that recruiting class.
I don't think we've ever seen two coaches go at each other the way that these guys just went at each other so publicly. At the very least, it's a rare thing. And it'd be one thing, like, you know, Pat Narduzzi and Lincoln Riley seem to not have a great relationship these days because of the Jordan Addison stuff. But, like, they never have to deal with each other. They're in different parts of the country, different leagues. You know, Jimbo and Nick, they got to be in Destin together. They got to be SEC media days together. These guys are going to be around each other. What's that going to look like?
Well, at least for the next little while here, it's going to kind of be the elephant in the room. I mean, anyone who's going to be down in Destin for SEC spring meetings, like, you're going to be asking every coach about it and every administrator about it. I imagine even within their internal conversations, it's going to be a huge topic. And, you know, reporters are going to be asking, you know, Lane Kiffin or whoever, even if it's off the record, like, oh, you know, did Nick look at him sideways in the meeting or, you know, whatever. Like, there's going to be that kind of stuff that goes on, and you're going to get all these, you know, sourced reports about somebody, you know, made this gesture or they disagreed about X thing. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be weird. And it's definitely, I think, going to be the dominant storyline of the SEC season, at least for a while and probably until they play each other.
Wrapping up here with Dan Wolken from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go. Obviously, Nick Saban is frustrated by the current state of things. A lot of coaches are, whether they'll say it publicly or not. You know, it seems like whatever system we're going to be operating within long term is is a ways off right now. But what is the next step? Like, if the majority of coaches are saying what we're doing right now is not sustainable, what is the move in the right direction?
Well, I don't think the NCAA has maybe even the understanding, and certainly not the fortitude, to go where we've talked about it going, which is collective bargaining, making them employees, and then you just sort of formalize all of this. I think it's probably more likely that there's going to be some type of, you know, move to restore order and crack down on collectives and get NCAA enforcement involved. And then guess what's going to happen? All the stuff that now is above board is going to go back under the table, and or at least a lot of it is. And we're going to kind of be back to where we were, except that, you know, I think everybody's going to know that this stuff is still going on. So I don't know where the future is, but it just seems to me like until you formalize this and make this basically a professional sport, you're going to have these situations, and they're either going to be out in the open or they're going to be under the table. You have to choose which one you like better. And, you know, it certainly seems like the coaches preferred being under the table, because maybe then, you know, it just wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't quite as much of a frenzy around all this as it is now.
That's Dan Walken from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him at usatoday.com. He's on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. See you.
Bye-bye. That's Dan Walken from USA Today. Ultimately, that is where we have to get to. You're going to have to make them employees, collectively bargain, and then you just treat it like it's a professional sport. Like, there's a lot of different versions of that, but ultimately you've got to get to a place where college athletics are treated as professional sports, and you let the terms of everything be collectively bargained, just like is the case in the NBA, just like is the case in Major League Baseball, NFL. And I understand what Dan's saying there when he says, if you start trying to regulate this and put in salary caps that have been collectively bargained, like you have in, you know, different professional sports, that it'll just take the other stuff back underneath the table. In other words, if you have to exceed your cap or you want to exceed your cap, then you just get a booster to go throw an extra $500,000 in this direction. And given the way the NCAA has traditionally enforced its rules, yes, that kind of stuff would happen. But what if you made the penalty for doing such a thing so wild that it was just understood you cannot do it? Here's my point. You hear all the time about the Lakers don't have cap space. Like, man, they're just not going to be able to build a roster around LeBron James and Anthony Davis because you've got this monster Russell Westbrook contract. All those guys are making a lot of money. They've got no cap space. There's really not much they could do. You realize, like, LeBron James could, like, under the table, tell somebody, yo, man, just sign a veteran minimum with us and I'll give you an extra $20 million on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be the equivalent of what happens in college athletics all the time, right?
Yep, yep.
You could do that, except you never really hear that kind of stuff going on. You want to know why? You get thrown out of the sport. Like, if an owner, I do believe a few years ago when the Nets had the Russian owner, there was some speculation that he had done a deal like that with somebody. Like, hey, take this contract because it's all we can give you within the rules, but I'll make it right down the road type of thing. There was, I believe, some speculation that maybe something weird like that went on. But, like, that kind of stuff you really don't hear about too much. And the reason is because if you got caught at the professional level in the NFL or the NBA trying to circumvent the rules that are in place, there is a heavy, heavy price to pay. So I wonder if you couldn't collectively bargain the terms of how we're going to do this. And don't say you don't have the money to do it, because we know, according to Nick Saban, Texas A&M has a collective with $30 million in it to use on one recruiting class. So you just tell the super wealthy people who are feeding that, that's what we're going to have. We need $70 million in our collective. And whatever the number is that is collectively bargained, that money will be there. We know that. And it doesn't mean you have to spend it, but that's a way to get limits on what schools can spend to create a little more of a balanced playing field. But it's got to be collectively bargained. And if you find somebody trying to circumvent the rules that have been collectively bargained, the punishment has to be severe. Like, you actually lose your football program for 5 years. You actually are on a bowl ban, postseason ban, for multiple years. I'm exaggerating in some cases, but you get the point.
Yep.
Make the punishment for that type of underhanded stuff so severe that nobody even thinks about doing it. Because that is the way it operates in the NBA and other professional sports. You hear teams all the time, well, they're up against the cap. Well, like, you know, these are billionaire owners. What would stop Robert Pera from telling a free agent, okay, based on our salary cap situation, we can only offer you a mid-level, but I got another $20 million I could, you know, just trust me, I'll have it for you. You won't be playing for the mid-level. You'll be playing for the mid-level plus another $20 million. I'll get you one way or another. What stops him from doing that? The rules and the possible punishments. So just implement similar rules and similar possible punishments. Like, if you get caught doing that as an owner, you would probably be forced to sell your franchise. So it's not worth even trying that. My bottom line is this. The professional leagues have figured this stuff out for you. So you just got to establish yourself as a professional league, as professional sports, and then make it look a lot like these other professional leagues we have in this country. And a lot of this frustration you hear from coaches will start to quiet down. PGA Championship still unfolding. Round two, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Southern Hills Country Club. We got a new leader. It's Will Zalatoris, 7-under. One-shot lead on Justin Thomas right now. He's only played 12, so he's still got holes to play. Get you updated on the leaderboard. We'll do it next. You listen, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. The people who refuse to make trade-offs in life. They're the ones who proudly say no to living on someone else's terms and schedule. And when it comes to insurance, they find the savings they need to keep driving. And with savings of up to $1,044 per year when you switch to Direct Auto, you too can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com or find a store near you. Data from August 2021, new customer survey. Savings of any vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
We know you can't get enough of your favorite flavors. Luckily, Kroger Free Pickup makes it easy to grab what you need without any surprise fees. Whether it's extra buns for the barbecue or those chips you just can't quit, start your cart with the Kroger app. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you live in the Memphis area, you should have heard of Stack's Pancake Kitchen by now. It's tremendous. My favorite breakfast spot. And this is Gary Parrish with some great news, specifically that the new location is open in South Haven. They're in the new Silo Square right across from Snowden. So Stack's is now in East Memphis, Germantown, and South Haven, meaning wherever you are, you're close to one. It's locally owned and operated. More importantly, it's awesome. So pop into one of the locations or let Stack's cater for you. It's Stack's Pancake Kitchen, home of the outstanding Stack's Breakfast Burger. Online, StacksPancakes.com.
shop.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us
and
win.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 MPG highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4. $259 a month or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $359 a month or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander. Seat 7, $369 a month or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today. 1870 Covington Pike or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 3.9. Outlander NZ 068336. MSRP 29505. Sport NU 009708. MSRP 26035. G4 NHF 05848. MSRP 18385. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a new LG laundry set with TurboWash 3D that provides a powerful yet gentle clean in just 29 minutes, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now for just $7.78 each, shop LG front and top load washer dryer sets with ultra large capacity and reduced wash time. Valid May 19th through June 8th, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra while supplies last. See store for details.
And look, it's heartburn. He's going to try and ruin our vacation.
Don't worry. I pack Prilosec OTC. One pill in the morning prevents excess acid production that can cause frequent heartburn.
Nice. Aloha, heartburn.
Block heartburn from your summer bucket list with Prilosec OTC. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Don't wait until you have heartburn to start Prilosec OTC. Kick your summer off right and look for Prilosec OTC at Walmart or Walmart.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my... See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Goat body. All you rap sound like me. Can't tell who is who. You got no real identity. Can't tell you from you. Price went up.
Yeah.
Angel investor.
Yeah.
Price went up. Angel
okay,
investor.
Okay.
I'm not okay.
Not okay.
Think you're good. It's not okay. Okay, not okay.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock like he does every single day, but right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
We got a new leader at the PGA Championship, Southern Hills Country Club, Tulsa, Oklahoma. His name is Will Zalatoris.
Okay.
If you're unfamiliar with golf, you might recognize him as the only athlete in this country skinnier than Chet Holmgren. You ever seen Will Zalatoris?
Oh, is he a skinny guy?
Woo!
I thought you were going to say the only athlete whose last name started with a Z.
Unless you count Z-Bo.
I don't think you can count that.
I'd give it a shot. Professional athletes' last name start with a Z. There's got to be more than Will Zalatoris.
That are doing stuff right now?
Well, there's got to be, right?
I don't know, GP. I think I might be onto something here.
Athletes' last name starts with a Z. Let's see what pops up. Oh, yeah, we got a million.
Sure.
You act like Steve Zabel wasn't a thing once upon a time.
I cannot tell you Steve Zabel's body of work. You're I'm talking about right now.
Justin Zimmer.
What's he up to?
He's a defensive tackle. I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe I was wrong. But that's what I thought you were going to come with.
Hank from Horn Lake chimes in. Fuzzy Zeller.
Okay. I'll admit I was wrong here.
I knew there had to be more Z's out there. Will Zalatoris is your PGA Championship leader right now. 7-under. He's 3-under today through 12. Starting to look like Tiger Woods going to miss the cut. Cuts plus 4.
Yeah.
Projected cut plus 4. Tiger is at plus 5. So John Daly looks like going to miss the cut. Tiger Woods looks like he's going to miss the cut. At the top of the leaderboard, it's Will Zalatoris, 7-under. Justin Thomas is 6-under. Some other big names still in contention. Cameron Smith, 3-under. Stuart Sink, 3-under. Roy McIlroy, Bubba Watson, also 3-under. Xander Schauffele is 2-under. Max Homa, 1-under. Justin Rose, 1-under. Victor Hovland is even, along with Patrick Reed. Ricky Fowler at 1-over. So nobody's really running away with it. The course was playing difficult today. But Will Zalatoris, you lead, 7-under. He's through 12 today. Did you see the Sage Steele story?
Yes.
Woo!
Dang. I'm guessing that so he shanked it, right?
Yeah, John Rahm pulled his drive left.
Yeah, and I think it hit her in the face.
It hit her right in the face.
Yeah. They said she was holding her face and like there was blood gushing.
Woo!
Yeah.
She
yikes.
Apparently hosted SportsCenter from, live from Southern Hills yesterday morning. And then like she was off work. It's like, all right, you're done for the day, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to watch some golf.
Yeah, so I'll just walk the course, watch some golf, enjoy the sun. And John Rahm pulls his drive. He yells four left immediately. But this golf ball hits still in the face. At 181 miles per hour.
Dude,
golf balls are hard.
Yeah, that's. I hope she doesn't have like structural damage to her face because that's brutal.
They flew her home.
I'm sure.
Like she was, there was, a, she was, the reports are she was holding her face and there was blood everywhere, which
Jeez.
Sounds like it could have got her nose, could have got her teeth.
Yeah. Oh, dude, stop. That makes me cringe.
Is that karma or just bad luck?
I think that's just bad luck.
I think it's just bad luck.
I think it's just bad luck. Then you saw the Colorado Rockies sideline person. She took a line drive to, I guess, like a hitter like on her forehead. She had to get a bunch of stitches.
People got to be careful.
Yeah.
People need to be more careful.
I mean, what are you going to do? You can't really prepare for that.
You got to, at least when you're standing on a golf course, got to be aware that balls are flying everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true.
You would think, like, I'd be so mad if I was standing in the gallery and John Rahm hit me with a 180-mile-per-hour drive. I'd be like, dude, you were ranked number one in the world.
What's wrong with you?
Like, did you hit the ball in the stupid fairway?
Yeah, come on,
you're
man.
You're supposed to be the best in the world, and you just bloodied my face? Like, the only way I should get my face bloodied by your ball is if I'm standing in the middle of the fairway. I'm over here minding my own business, trying to have a hot dog.
Yeah.
And you just hit me in the face with a golf ball.
Oof.
Because from so far away, even if he's yelling four left,
yeah.
Probably not hearing that way down there. Poor Sage Steele.
Yeah, that's bad.
I hope her face isn't too messed up. And if it is too messed up, I hope she's able to get it fixed properly.
Story number two.
Trace Jackson Davis, Indiana Star, announced earlier today he is returning to college basketball for at least one more season. And this is something we've talked about before. It's really interesting how much the NBA game changing has changed which players can enter the draft early and which players can't. Like 20 years ago, Trace Jackson Davis would have already been in the NBA. He's been an awesome college basketball player for three straight years. This past season for an NCAA tournament team, averaged 18 points and 8 rebounds per game. And there's just nowhere for him to go because he's a traditional big. Just like there's nowhere for Hunter Dickinson to go, nowhere for Armando Bacot to go, probably nowhere for Drew Timmy to go. Although it was interesting today, I don't know if you saw this at the combine, Drew Timmy was playing and he was 4 of 5 from three. Like, he does not shoot threes at Gonzaga at all. But it's clear he's at the combine. He's like, dude, they will not even consider drafting me unless I show them I can make this shot. So he's out there just launching from three. So maybe that'll change things for him a little bit. But, like, you've got all these traditional bigs who would have been first-round guaranteed draft picks 20 years ago. But because bigs are no longer valued, for the most part, unless they can guard in space and shoot from the perimeter, these guys are just, they're not coming back to college because they love college basketball. You know, name, image, and likeness rights a part of it because they're going to get real money by coming back to college. But they're mostly coming back to college because the NBA has no use for players like them anymore. It's like, you know, you can, like, if you're a physical specimen or a real rim protector, there's a place for you. But if you can't guard in space and you can't shoot from the perimeter, it becomes very hard to become a legitimate draft pick, you know, in this era of basketball, if you're a front court player. And Trace Jackson Davis's decision day, just the latest example of that.
By the way, speaking of the draft combine, did you see the Lester Quinones stuff? 84 of 100 from three. And Cody Taylor, who's with USA Today, said that he's heard Lester's gaining some draft buzz this week.
Good for him. You know, I question him as an NBA prospect, but shooting is important. And, you know, if you can knock down, and I know it's, you know, it's wide open in rhythm three-pointers.
Sure.
But still, 84 out of 100 is...
it's pretty good.
You get to FedEx Forum early enough often. You get to see these NBA players work out before the game. I always tell fans, like friends of mine who, you know, go to games as fans, like if you can ever get there early to watch some of the pregame workouts, it is amazing how good these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of they don't miss shots.
No.
They do not miss shots. Like, in rhythm, wide open shots, just they don't miss them. Even guys you think can't shoot, like you watch the NBA on TV and you're like, oh, that guy's a bomb. He can't shoot. You let him just sit there and take 15-foot jumpers all day long, they won't miss.
Right.
I remember before Warriors-Grizzlies playoff game a long time ago, Brandon Rush was hurt, but he was still getting a workout in pregame. And I now work with Brandon at CBS, so I've gotten to know Brandon over, you know, over the past year, and I actually told him this story. I was like, dude, this is a weird memory for me to have, but I was just at a Grizzlies-Warriors game early, and you were doing a pregame workout, and it was a, you know, bunch of shooting drills. And I just remember going, my God, Brandon Rush is not somebody anybody thinks of as a shooter, and he is not missing a shot from anywhere. And he was like, that's the NBA. He said, everybody can make open shots. Not everybody, that's an exaggeration, but the ability of those guys as shot makers in those types of settings is incredible to see. Like a guy who is a 40% three-point shooter in games is going to stand there and knock down 75% of them just open in rhythm in a shooting drill. And it sounds like Lester Quinones had an incredible shooting performance. And so, you know, good for him. Maybe, you know, maybe obviously he has a dream to play in the NBA. And sometimes all it takes is having this one obviously translatable skill. And if he can convince NBA people that he's got that as a real skill, then I guess that gives him a chance.
Story number three.
2026 World Cup's coming to North America. And today, FIFA announced that 17 U.S. stadiums in 16 different areas remain in the bidding for the first 48-team World Cup, with Los Angeles submitting both Sci-Fi Stadium in Inglewood and the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. I bring this up because Nissan Stadium in Nashville is one of the finalists. We could have a World Cup match.
That'd be pretty cool.
In the state of Tennessee, that would be cool.
So it would be at Nissan Stadium? It wouldn't be at that new soccer?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.